The Youth's Instructor, October 23, 1902. Look up. The Youth's Instructor, October 23, 1902. Look up. Several years ago, while journeying from Christiania, Norway, to Gothenburg, Sweden, I was favored with a sight of the most glorious sunset it was ever my privilege to behold. Language is inadequate to picture its beauty. The last beams of the setting sun, silver and gold, purple, amber and crimson, shed their glories athwart the sky, growing brighter and brighter, rising higher and higher in the heavens, until it seemed that the gates of the city of God had been left ajar, and gleams of the inner glory were flashing through. For 2 hours, the wondrous splendor continued to light up the cold northern sky, a picture painted by the great master artist upon the shifting canvas of the heavens. Like the smile of God, it seemed, above all earthly homes, above the rock-bound plains, the rugged mountains, the lonely forests through which our journey lay. Angels of mercy seemed whispering, "Look up! This glory is but a gleam of the light which flows from the throne of God. Live not for earth alone. Look up and behold by faith the mansions of the heavenly home." This scene was to me as the bow of promise to Noah, enabling me to grasp the assurance of God's unfailing care, and to look forward to the haven of rest awaiting the faithful worker. Ever since that time, I have felt that God granted us this token of His love for our encouragement. Never, while memory lingers, can I forget that vision of beauty and the comfort and peace it brought. As God's children, it is our privilege ever to look up, keeping the eye of faith fixed on Christ. As we constantly keep Him in view, the sunshine of His presence floods the chambers of the mind. The light of Christ in the soul temple brings peace. The soul is stayed on God. All perplexities and anxieties are committed to Jesus. As we continue to behold Him, His image becomes engraved on the heart and is revealed in the daily life. But if, after conversion, we allow worldliness to creep into the heart, if we cherish it as a welcome guest, there is an entire change. The view of Jesus is eclipsed. The vision of His purity, His goodness, His matchless love is dimmed. Peace is gone. No longer is the soul committed to Him in simple, perfect trust. The whole Christian life seems uncertain. My dear young friends, ever keep Christ in view. Thus only can you keep the eye single to God's glory. Jesus is your light and life and peace and assurance forever. By beholding Him, you are changed from glory to glory, from character to character. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. In Him is no darkness at all. When the soul is illumined by God's Spirit, the whole character is elevated, the mental conceptions are enlarged, and the affections, no longer centered upon self, shine forth in good works to others, attracting them to the beauty and brightness of Christ's glory.